Join UnitedWeStrike.com Radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
Okay, sorry ladies and gents, sorry about that. We just had a server crash, a system crash, and the system went down, and that's just the way it is. That's technology, that's what happens. But we're just down for a few minutes, but we'd just like to bring in Deborah Tavares. Deborah is going to be talking about the Bundy Ranch. There seems to be a lot of things going on, a lot of development going on there at the moment. Good evening, Deborah. How are you doing?
Well, thank you, Alan, for having me on. I'm Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Again, that is StopTheCrime.net. I'm going to give a boots-on-the-ground update right now. We have one of our team members there at the Bundy Ranch. And I'm going to just give everyone that's listening a little history of what's going on and what we mean by the Bundy Ranch. In Nevada, in a rural ranching area not too far out of a little town called Bunkerville, the Bundys have had the family ranch for generations. And this is what his daughter has said about what has been going on out there so that all of you can hear it from a family member's own words. She said that her dad's stance against the Bureau of Land Management. Now, the Bureau of Land Management in the United States is a corporation. It is listed on Dun & Bradstreet. They are doing business for profit, and they do not serve the people. This is a land grab under Future Earth or Agenda 21, or this and is also economic warfare. So it's very important to understand that the Bureau of Land Management, which they refer to as BLM, is actually a corporation that does not serve us. So what has happened is the BLM came in after generations of ownership of the Bundy family and decided that they were going to charge for grazing cattle on public lands. And they also decided that they were going to set up charging stations for people that wanted to hike into that area and charge for public access as well to all the people. Well, over the last 20 or so years, the Bundy family has had an ongoing dispute with the federal corporate agency known as the Bureau of Land Management, and they have restricted and charging fines and penalties now because they want to charge grazing for each cattle. And what is happening out there is the Bundy family was about a week or so ago finally assaulted by this corporate structure, the BLM. And the BLM went out to their ranch and started rounding up. They hired cowboys from out of state and paid them handsomely to come and round up the cattle, the Bundy cattle, that have been free-ranging in the areas that they have free-ranged since the late 1800s, long before the BLM. So here we have this ultimatum by the Bureau of Land Management telling Bundys they can no longer range their cattle and that they have over $1 million worth of fines to pay on prior grazing in the BLM lands or on the BLM lands. Well, this is a land grab. This is environmental destruction, they say, because the Bundy cattle were causing problems with the desert turtles. Well, in fact, there are so many turtles that the Bureau of Land Management is going to have to consider euthanizing a great many of them. So this is the doublespeak of our virtual reality that we are all experiencing globally. Our governments have been taken over. We are not only USA Inc., we are Earth Inc., and I'll get into that as I finish up the current situation right now as I speak out at the Bundy Ranch. So over the last week or so, protesters have been driving to the remote ranch, standing in solidarity with the Bundy family. Today, the Sheriff Gillespie, who has been idly sitting back, not helping the Bundys, arrived at the ranch, and Clive Bundy, the father of the Bundy family, looked at the sheriff, this was about an hour and a half ago, and said, "You have 1 hour to take down all of the pay areas where you're collecting money from the public, from the people, to hike and walk in these lands. You have 1 hour to take all those down and to turn in all the guns from the BLM Rangers and put all of your the guns under this American flag. If you do not, we will take matters into our own hands." In other words, the Bundys and the protesters, of which there are, again, between 1,500 and 2,000 protesters, and that number is growing, will take matters into our own hands. So the hour passed, and what I now understand is occurring is that they are all headed to the stock pens that were put up as temporary holding cattle pens for the cattle that have been rounded up illegally, the Bundy cattle that have been stolen and are fenced in by the BLM Rangers in a holding area. The Bundy family, accompanied by many of the protesters, are, as we speak, right now, going up there to get the cattle out of those pens and let them back out onto the free range. But just before airtime, I understood there was a massive insertion of police and sheriff presence. Massive. They've locked the gates to the cattle pens, and the protesters and the family are there now. So what will happen at this point is extremely dangerous. It's extremely dangerous because what the Bundy family realize is that our liberties, our rights, our land globally is being stolen. And that is why they are standing as and taking the position that they are right now. They are showing everyone in the world right now what not consenting looks like to a controlled government by corporations. It's important to understand what has happened to all of us incrementally, drop by drop, over many, many decades. Now, I'm going to speak to some specific documents that apply to the United States, but it's also globally, just in different documents in different countries. But what I want to reference, we had an emergency town hall meeting where I am in Northern California. And you can hear this emergency town hall meeting either on YouTube. You can just type in "Who's Running America?" That's "Who's Running America?" Or you can go on to our website, stopthecrime.net. At the top of the home page, you will be able to listen to that YouTube, "Who's Running America?" We break down what is happening globally with these climate action plans. And these climate action plans have all of the elected corporate officials in all of our cities, all of our local, state, federal agencies involved in the lie of global warming and the requirements of all of us needing to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, because they say if we don't, we're going to have out-of-control weather events. They tell us in the documents that the weather will amount such human casualty and such loss, it will be absolutely catastrophic. So I'm going to get into the climate action plans a little more in detail in a moment, but I urge everybody to go to stopthecrime.net and listen to "Who's Running America?" We break it down. And for those of you that are going to be hearing me talk about documents, and you're not able to download these documents, they are free on stopthecrime.net. You can contact a print shop that we have set up that for the charge of shipping and printing will send you any of the documents that you hear me talk about today. Because everything that I am talking about is based upon documents. So the print shop phone number is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, 707-586-9558. So again, what we are seeing happening right now out at the Bundy Ranch is a refusal to consent to this corporate takedown. And this is going to need to occur on a wider basis in every city, and we need to help our rural neighbors, the country farmers and ranchers that are under and on the front lines under massive assault right now. And it's extremely important to understand that we're seeing a national stage of what it looks like to not consent. And this is the only thing that we can do now is to not consent. Because our silence thus far, by lack of knowledge, by things we were never taught in school, has allowed this enormous takedown globally of all of the human population. And we are entering and are in absolute dangerous times. And it's extremely important that we understand that. You're going to hear me talk about some documents right now and some realities that are very daunting. But I'm going to also talk about some solutions as well. But right now, what I did was I searched in the Nevada location where the Bundy Ranch is. And there are approved plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And so this is under an environmental guise, what we see happening about the desert turtle and the Bundy cattle trampling the desert turtle when the BLM admits they have to euthanize the turtle. So it has nothing to do with the environment at all. In fact, we'll have concrete news about this, but there is apparent evidence that there has been some political favors being waged in that area, in that the area was going to be taken over, the ranch and all the land was going to be used for wind farms and possibly for fracking. And, of course, we know that fracking is the destruction of our water table. And, again, that's the poisoning of the water supply. So we're under massive assault. We're under massive attack. We do not have local, federal, or state governments. They're not real. They're all privately owned corporations. I discovered here in my town and in my different towns near me and other towns, too, we're all incorporated. My town is incorporated. I found it listed on Dun and Bradstreet. It is doing business. It is a corporation. And that is why when you go in front of your cities, they give you a limited period of time to speak. Why do they do that? Well, in their corporate contracts and in their charters, they have to continue with the illusion that we are a government of and for and by the people, so that we believe and still think we're represented. We're not. Our judicial system has been taken over. It serves only the corporate structure. We do not have a system that functions for the people. It is a corporate system.
Deborah,
and
can I just jump in there? Obviously, what you're referring to as well is what they use is the Delphi technique.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to talk about that because that's a very important point that you made, Alan. And this is why the Delphi technique was invented by the Rand Corporation and other corporations as well. It's the corporation's meeting style, and we're run by corporations. So because we have ruling corporations pretending to be governments, in other words, the United States is run by mega corporations and banks that are illegitimate. They're pretending to be a representative government, and they are not. And we are engaged in a full onboard silent weapons system of a takedown globally right now. The silent weapon system is economic and weather warfare and many other systems, the educational system, the political system. In fact, the system has conscripted every aspect of public life, including the military, our diplomatic, the intelligence, economic, scientific, and all political operations. And it is a silent weapon system. And I would recommend everyone read on StopTheCrime.net, Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. You can also listen to it on YouTube while it's being read to you. And I referred again at the beginning of the show, I would urge everybody to go to StopTheCrime.net, listen to Who is Running America. But getting back to the conversation on the Delphi technique, Alan, is that, again, this is a corporate meeting strategy where they have trained facilitators. They set up meetings. They've already got the plans in place. We have found in many of our cities that the contracts for these plans have already been signed, and the cities have already taken the funding for these different plans and programs that they lead us to believe are still in conversation with the public, and they're not. So what do we all do? We all go to these meetings. We're frustrated because we leave realizing they're not listening, and these plans continue to roll over us, whether it's the smart meter deployment, whether it is the climate action plans, whether it is any policies. We are finding we absolutely have no voice because we don't. And that is extremely important to understand, and that is the structure that we have been boxed into, only because none of us understood or learned, particularly what happened in the United States in 1933. We were, just as we were coming out of the concocted, horrific Great Depression, where over 6 million Americans starved to death because the ranches and farmers were not allowed to bring in food. They allowed American citizens to die during the Great Depression. This is little known history. In fact, our history has been subverted. And when you look at the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, they tell you that they're subverting our history. In order to control us, they must create a new reality. And we are literally living in a reality of make-believe. And we, in order to understand, we must get out of it. So the Delphi technique is run by trained facilitators that have had training. They generally will set up a room with different tables. They keep the public divided by having little groups broken up around the perimeter of the room. They won't answer questions. They'll tell you to write your questions down. This has been a recent experience at the Climate Action Plan meetings that they had here just at the beginning of 2014, while these plans, mind you, are already adopted. The illusion that we have any say in it, it's all a lie, it's an illusion, it's been manipulation. So here we are. We've been tricked by a Delphi, by Delphi technique methods that are structured and controlled and facilitated communication techniques, and they're used in most meetings today globally to manipulate the public and reach predetermined outcomes for desired goals of the corporations who are behind the meetings. And the Delphi technique system has been used at climate change meetings, global, international climate change meetings, to create an illusion of public agreement, or as they call it, consensus. And consensus is now how they've based global warming. They say it's consensus science. In other words, it's not real science. It's not based on fact. None of these meetings are based on fact. It's all consensus. It's all make-believe. And the climate action plans are based upon false consensus science. So what we see happening out here at this Bundy Ranch in Nevada right now is a massive land grab under the guise of environmental. It's under environmental economic warfare based on climate change. And we know that the climate action plans really aren't going to prevent weather events. We all know that, reducing our greenhouse gas emissions or our CO2 is not going to change the weather. In fact, there are well over 31,000 American scientists that tell us that, as well as thousands of scientists all over the world, including Russia. Scientists have told us, and in Russia, that we could reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 100%, and that would not change the weather. So here we are, in a lie, being dictated to by lies, and many people are believing these lies. Now, I want to go on into the concerns that we're hearing and seeing out at the ranch, because I hope that this is going to wake people up to this sci-fi reality that we're all living in. And I refer to this often on radio shows because I want people to go and read this. This is absolutely critical. It is an absolute reality shifter. It is getting people into the reality, and I cannot recommend higher than, of course, reading the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, but also taking a look at The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. I'm going to tell you some of the things that he wrote about, and this is a free download from StopTheCrime.net. I also, again, recommend everybody listening to Who's Running America. But in the NASA war document that we also have on StopTheCrime.net, on page 12 and 13, they talk about the technological ages of humankind. And they talk about, originally, it was the hunter-gatherer period where nature provided, and then it was the agricultural period where we humans started to control nature, plants, and animals, and then the Great Industrial Revolution where we mechanized agriculture and controlled plants and animals. And then now we're in the IT, the Internet, and biotechnologies, nanotechnologies, and automating of everything, industry and agriculture. The final phase on page 13 of the NASA war plan, entitled The Technological Ages of Humankind, is virtual robotization of IT, biotechnologies, nanotechnologies, industry, and agriculture. So that is robotization and the taking over of everything. Agriculture, of course, means GMO. It's very important to understand. I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound crazy, but based on all of the documents, you need to understand what I'm going to say is real, because we're in a corporate structure where they're interested in corporate profits, and they make profits by making us sick. We all know that. We all know that they've added poisons to our food, water, supplies, that they're adding things to everybody, and that they are doing this, and it's legal. GMOs are legal. Adding fluoride to the water supply is legal. It's unlawful, but it's legal. Flying over us every day with chemtrails, as they're doing right now overhead where I am in Northern California, an hour north. Legal. And I can tell you that it is legal because we are under a corporate structure that is not concerned about humans. And so when we look at this technological age of humankind where they talk about virtual, it's a false reality. They're creating our reality. They're controlling our reality. They're dictating our reality. Our past is not just being altered. It's being destroyed and rewritten. And you will read this in the Quiet Weapons document. You will understand how we're now rejecting evidence that's in plain sight. We're looking up in the sky, and people are refusing to see the chemtrails overhead because massive mind control through media and through predictive programming for decades and decades. The entire global population is under various degrees of mind manipulation and mind control. Yes, there are specific targeted individuals that are targeted because they are directly targeted with remote frequencies and radio waves, but we've all been targeted. And the targeting is increasing. I recently interviewed Barry Trower, a scientist from the UK, and we were talking about a document that we found on the White House government website. And I'm going to discuss that briefly and hope that everyone goes to stopthecrime.net under the mind control link. And I will remind you about this document because I am now witnessing more and more of my friends and people that I know having greater degrees of assaults through the frequencies. Here in the United States, our utility companies are increasing the heights of the infrastructure, the poles that carry all of the electrical wires, and we're seeing these increased up to 90 feet. They're telling us that they're doing this around schools and in residential neighborhoods to distance the possibility of EMF, electromagnetic frequencies. Of course, transient frequencies come off of the power lines, go into the ground, go into our bodies, into our homes. They're not doing that for our benefit. Right now, we have an extremely predatory global system. They're not operating for our best interest. They're reducing the population, and they're gaining huge profits by making us sick. The CDC is also a corporate system. The FDA, the FCC, all of these agencies are incorporated, and they do not serve us. It's important to understand that there is a Trading with the Enemies Act of 1933 by President Franklin Roosevelt, which specifically identifies the American people as the enemy of the federal government. All offices and agencies and departments had been handed over to receivers of the bankruptcy in 1933, and all law and statute became written under international law. We are lawless in the United States. And you can research this yourself. You can look at the congressional records and the executive orders and the court rulings and the farm bills beginning in 1776 for more evidence. You can go to stopthecrime.net under the section at the top of the home page, which talks about USA Inc. Also, I want to point out at the top of stopthecrime.net, we have an emergency alert. Here in California, we're the first state in the United States to adopt a law January 1st of 2014 that is going to require all parents that are enrolling their students in school to be vaccinated. Now, up until now, there have been the opt-out forms, and parents have been able to avoid vaccinating their children by simply asking for the opt-out form. Well, now they are going to require parents go to a pediatrician or an identified healthcare provider and fill out a form that is being put forth by the corporate government. This is a trap for parents. You must not sign that form. That form is acknowledging that you have been told that an unvaccinated child can endanger the lives of other children in the school, because if they become a carrier of some illness and they're unvaccinated, they will be the cause. Now, we know that the vaccinations are toxic. The vaccinations are legal. They're legal, and they're pushing them on us. We have been told they would vaccinate our babies at birth. They are. We are being destroyed. We are being incrementally destroyed by a predatory system that we do not understand. We have not been taught, and we must not consent. So at the top of stopthecrime.net, I have an extremely important link to Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines.com. There is a notice that you must look at. You can download it from that website, again, parentsagainstmandatedvaccines.com. You can get to that at the top of stopthecrime.net. You can download this notice. You can fill this notice out, and you can attach it to your opt-out form and turn it into your school. The main idea of the notice is around the idea that we are under statutory laws. We're under a corporate system. We have not voted for this system. We have not agreed to any of these statutes. And it is a corporation. Corporations live into perpetuity. We do not. We're flesh and blood. Corporations are not. And it is important to do a little homework on the reality here. I've got many links on stopthecrime.net under USA Inc., but it is important to understand that we do not have a system that is representing our best interest. In fact, they're destroying us. And we're being literally transformed into a time of transhumanism where, sadly, as they tell us in the NASA war document, people have become too large, we're too heavy, we're too tender, we're too slow physically and mentally, and we're now now obsolete. And we are literally being replaced by machinery. We're being phased out. So when you look at the fact that they're increasing the infrastructure of the poles around the schools in the neighborhoods, and you look at the various systems that they have implemented within our cities, I was doing and am doing some research on what is called the flat panel phased array, the flat panel phased array. And I want to tell you what I have discovered. It is a system built by the military and being used as a weapon. And they are disguised. They look like panels, decorative panels that are on the side of large buildings. They just really look like some kind of a decorative art piece. But what they are is they're weaponized beams that can be bent and aimed and directed to specific individuals. Now, we know that the surveillance that has been deployed globally by the global smart grid, the meters that are on many millions upon millions of homes globally that are replacing the old meters, now we have remote meter reading that is sent through your sent information to your utility company, picking up your RFID-chipped Energy Star appliances, which, by the way, under the climate action plans, many of you listening know that after great efforts, we've been able to implement opt-outs where people are not required to have smart meters. We've always known this was only an appeasement plan. In fact, we have a document on the homepage of stopthecrime.net out of the Vanderbilt University, out of the sociology department, that talks about the manipulation of utility consumers to all eventually have the smart meters and the type of ploys they're going to use to be deceptive and to ultimately put smart meters on every single structure. Why are they doing this? Not only for control and increasing the cost of our utilities, but this is brain and thought intrusion. We are under a blanket of frequencies that are being amplified through the cell phone tower system, through the antennas. We've got to actually really talk about the health hazards because it's the one thing that they don't want to talk about. And in looking at the reason and the documents behind increasing the pole heights with all of our utilities, they are not required to have an environmental impact study, and they have not pulled any permits. So this is all lawless. They're implementing all of these laws on us and not on themselves. We do not have a system. Now, you'll read in The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale, that Americans have been indoctrinated through expert programming and conditioning and prejudice and patriotism to treat information like this as being ridiculous, absurd, and untrue. Time to grow up. Look around you. Look at your lives. They have eliminated the family farms, the local stores, placed us into cities, given our industry away to break the unions, issued valueless currency, stolen our gold, raised taxes, and involved all of us globally in staged wars begun a mass foreclosure on American homes and homes abroad as well. They've poisoned our air, our water, and our food supply. And it's all legal, but it's unlawful. And this is what has happened, and we must not consent to these lawless corporate statutes that have been created to increase debt and enslave all of us. We must realize our reality. We do not have a system that is functioning for us. We're also told, of course, we know that all of this deception is compounded because people refuse to understand we are in this system. Cognitive dissidents, they just don't want to know or understand that they have been duped. They think that this is a conspiracy. Well, they're in the conspiracy. We've got to get out of this illusion. This is the only way that we're going to be able to protect ourselves, our neighbors, and our communities. And what we're witnessing right now is the success of this of the private corporations relies heavily upon the ability of the corporate controls identified as the chiefs of staff. We're talking about the presidents, all of our judiciary, politicians, bankers, judges, priests, and lawyers, to convince teachers, policemen, soldiers, and the general public of its authenticity. The secrets being concealed by the private corporations are treason, rogue, and reinvented history, and new technology advances being withheld from public view. So we are literally in harm's way. We are the targets. We are the enemy. And you will find when you look at the Silent Weapon Quiet Wars document, war was declared. So here we are, the enemy, war is declared, and we have lawless, illegal poisons being dumped on us in every single possible consumable product. Again, we are the enemy, and it is time to grow up. We have to understand that our legal system here in the United States and in many countries abroad, they're just smaller corporate branches called courts. We don't have a court that represents us. And in fact, we understand now that who we believe as attorneys don't represent us. The money and the years that we're emotionally embattling cases in courts, the court system where we believe that we will be met with justice is a farce. The money that goes to the court system ultimately in the United States ends up into the Federal Reserve. In fact, in 1913, with the Federal Reserve Act, the United States became, it was no longer a sovereign country. It became a corporation. Because the Federal Reserve is a corporation, and you cannot be sovereign when you're using corporate money, and we have been using corporate money. It's not, the Federal Reserve is not federal, and there are no reserves. It's based in Puerto Rico. It's a private corporation doing business, cheating the United States and the globe with the American dollar. And I can say to you that, again, go to stopthecrime.net. Read The Great American Adventure by retired Judge Dale. Take a look at the mind control links that we have. Understand that what we face now is literally, we're on the cliff for mankind. We really are. The silent weapons documents told us that the wealthy, rich men, bankers of the earth, wanted to control it all. All economics and all energy, and we are energy. They want to control us, our minds. That is their greatest accomplishment, and they are near to that goal. And we know now, in fact, on the top of StopTheCrime.net, we have a scroll that goes by, and we have a symptoms list. I hope that everyone downloads that list. The symptoms list from electromagnetic frequencies and from all of the Wi-Fi. Why are they putting Wi-Fi in our schools at each desk in front of our children? Why? Well, think about that. There's too many of us. They're replacing us with mechanization and with robots, and they've got to get rid of our children. That's why they're they're increasing the vaccine requirements on newborns, and that's now why there's this law passed in California for the required vaccines upon enrollment to the indoctrination camps called schools. We've all been indoctrinated, and we've been deceived. And I can tell you there's no greater YouTube to watch being read to you is the 1984, the book 1984. You can have it read to you and listen to it on YouTube. And I would recommend that everyone does. Because the virtual reality that I spoke about in the NASA war plan is very similar to what 1984 told us. Because they're telling us war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. And NASA has admitted that they're eliminating jobs for humans. NASA has been involved in the overhead chemtrailing program. In fact, you can look at the NASA admissions in the program, the patents, and all of the information on our other website entitled ToxicSky.org. That is ToxicSky.org. And I would recommend that you download that document or you call the print shop at 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. Now, I was talking about frequencies, but I also am going to talk about the nanofibers and the nanobots. Because on page 42 of the NASA war document, we are told that they are using a micro dust, that they're using a dust that is distributed as an aerosol, and it's being inhaled into our lungs. And it's committing certain pathological missions by boring into our lung tissue. And they say that this is a completely new class of weapons, and it is legal. So keep in mind, this assault upon the human family is all legal under the corporate structure.
Deborah?
Because the yes, Alan.
Sorry, I hate to jump in there, but this topic is quite important. I mean, it's very important, as you know. And you're talking about the whole kind of, I suppose you're going to be talking about, or you want to mention about the chemtrails. And one of the things that myself and Steve talked about was the fact that how everybody's feeling ill, lethargic, tired, and they're just not feeling themselves with all the spraying going on. And I know Kerry Cassidy talks about the terraforming of the planet. What's your take on that?
Well, that's absolutely true. The chemtrails, of course, we're told many things that the chemtrails are reflecting the sun's rays to reduce global warming. That's just, of course, a lie. The chemtrails, of course, are reducing our food supply because it's limiting the direct sunlight. But it's doing many things. It is changing our physical structure because what has occurred is they have through the aerial spraying, we all now have nanofibers in our bodies. And the nanofibers are the conduit for the nanobots. And the nanobots are, the nanofibers are phase one of the first protocol. And the nanobots are phase two. And they're on the verge now of deploying the nanobots. They have the technology. And I'm just going to read a couple of important things that Dr. Bill Deagle spoke about recently in an interview. And he talked about what we also know and is discussed in the NASA war document. He talks about the fact that these nanobots now can be administered through the aerosol. And what this is going to do, it's not only a massive surveillance system. We'll get these into our systems. But it is also turning us into cyborgs. The NASA war document, the title is Robots, Cyborgs, and Humans. We're very quickly being turned into cyborgs. And another document on our website that talks about that is the Aquarius Operations Briefing. And the Aquarius Operations Group was a group dedicated to mass mind control. And through poisoning everything in our environment. And they talk about how they would be able to ultimately control our specific thoughts, emotions, and direct our physical bodies and our actions This is happening on a wide scale, and the chemtrailing is involved in this, as well as the frequencies, the cell towers, the antennas, all of your wireless communication, Wi-Fi. This is why we're going to have amped up, out-of-control behavior in our communities. We're going to continue to be under a perpetual state of emergency in the United States, as we have been since 1933. Every year here in the United States, a state of emergency is continued. In fact, September 10th of 2013, the current administration continued it yet again. We're no longer under a constitution. We no longer have a Bill of Rights. Everything has been suspended, and we're under a corporate statutory system. And so what we find is a terraforming, yes, and a change of our human structure. We're literally being phased out because we are inadequate, but more importantly, in their opinion, we're inadequate. We know that we're marvelous, we're wonderful human beings. We know that we have conscience and we have free will, and we are unpredictable. This is the greatest threat to the corporate structure, is our free will and the fact that we are unpredictable because we are human. And in order to control as they desire to do, they want to create robots. And they are at a point now where we're in the negative balance sheet of their plan. We are no longer productive. We're no longer needed. In fact, in the silent weapons document, it said that they would leech on us until such time that they gained enough power and they could separate from us and then devour us.
We have about 7 minutes left, Deborah. You talked about solutions as well to the problem. Do you want to mention them?
I absolutely do. We have, again, on StopTheCrime.net, I urge everybody to go to the Climate Action Plan link. Understand these are documents in most cities across the United States. These are global plans. These are plans that are adopted in Ireland, in the UK, in Russia, in China, in South America. These plans are in Australia. These plans are everywhere. This really is the plan. This is the cover for economic and weaponized weather warfare, because they are waging weather war globally on all of us, and people have failed yet, by and large, to recognize that what has happened is there is a large, deliberate scale of controlled weather, and that is a fact. The weather is controlled, and that's why I referred everybody to ToxicSky.org to look at that NASA information.
But as far
as the solutions go, on StopTheCrime.net, under the Climate Action Plan link, we have a questionnaire that everyone can give to any government agencies that come to your homes, because they will be coming to your homes to conduct energy audits to determine whether your home is efficient or not. If it is not efficient, if it cannot be brought up to required energy codes, your home will be considered obsolete. And in the Pennsylvania Climate Action Plan, I found that they intend to bulldoze structures that will not be able to be brought up to energy code requirements. And there are right now, the Department of Energy is training energy audit assessors to go through our communities, knock on our doors, and come in and perform energy audits. We're also seeing that occurring here. Our utility companies are calling people up and saying, we can give you a free energy audit. Do not let them into your home.
I was just going to
say
that.
They're writing you up. They're putting you on a massive database. And the questionnaire that you can download from StopTheCrime.net from the Climate Action Plan link will help you there. Also, the form from the vaccine at the top of StopTheCrime.net will help you. We must not consent. And the reason and the purpose behind these forms is none of us agreed to these corporate statutes. And we're asking for our agencies, the corporate agencies, to show all of us where we agreed. We did not. We did not. And their system can literally fall apart if we do not consent. But we must first understand our reality. And we also have a solutions page on stopthecrime.net on how to protect yourselves from these frequencies as best possible in your homes. We have many recommendations. We know many targeted individuals who have successfully implemented different aspects of these solutions and have been able to reduce some of the attacks. Now, I have to quantify that by saying that with the ability now with the attacks from satellites and the like, and those that are chipped, sadly, there are very few, there is in fact no shielding known at this point. And that's one of the questions I asked Barry Trower that's in the interview that you can find on YouTube called Cooking Humanity, Cooking Humanity. And you can listen to that interview as well. But again, this is a global alert. We must all realize our reality. We're under attack. We're under assault. Every consumer item is potentially poisonous and toxic. We must understand. We must immediately do our homework. This is horribly, horribly betraying to all of us. We've been good and decent people, and we've been massively betrayed. In fact, there's a quote that William Casey, the former CIA director, said in 1981. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And I can say we must get these smart meters off of our homes. If you do not yet have a smart meter, important that you listen to the emergency town hall meeting. I talk about forms and things you can download to prevent and to help prevent the deployment of smart meters. Again, that is on Who's Running America. It's up on YouTube, and it's at the top of stopthecrime.net.
Deborah.
The real goal... Yes,
I'm sorry, Alan. Can I jump in? We just have 2 minutes left. Sorry. I know there's so much information there. Just a quick tip for people on the smart meter thing. It's something that people are doing over here in Ireland, is actually getting electricians to put in their own electric analog meter and saying to the electric company, well, the only reason why you can come on my property is to, look at your meter or take the meter. So what?
Now, Alan, I need to add to this because I've experienced taking down several dozen meters in Southern California.
Okay.
And then the utility companies came onto our properties with armed police.
Okay.
And took off our meters. Mm. Now, geographically, we were not there to stand in their path.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, what we must do as a global population is band in large communities. Don't be the only person on your block that takes off the smart meter. You've got to get large pockets, large areas. You've got to educate everyone you can as quickly as you can. This is a global takeover. This is a global controlling device to control all energy. Don't stand alone if you can help it. Because I've seen now many people in the United States in the dead of winter have their power turned off. And I'm not saying this to scare people. We must all not consent. So if you end up standing alone, stand alone.
Okay.
But it is better if you do not.
Okay.
It's better that you do not. Alan, would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You have to do it together. You have to do it as a community. Unfortunately, we reached that time, Deborah. We have to get on our next guest. But thanks very much for coming on. And again, fantastic information that you're putting out there. Very, very quickly, if you can just give us a list of your websites where people can go and find out a bit more about what you've talked about.
Yes, go to stopthecrime.net. Look at the various links we have there. We have a link entitled No More Humans. That will discuss the transhuman agenda more in depth. Most importantly, I would recommend you go to the USA Inc. section on stopthecrime.net. Understand our global reality. All of the things that we're fighting globally, the GMOs, the chemtrails, the poisonous waters, the fluorides, it's all legal under this corporate structure that the globe is under. In fact, that is one of the most important things to understand. You can take your battles individually on any of these massive assaults, but you must understand the structure, the money structure. They can print money because they are, and they're funding the demise of the global population. And it is important to understand how you must not consent and the ways that you can not consent. And so with that, go to stopthecrime.net. Alan, thank you so much for having me on the program today.
No problem, Deborah. Thanks very much for coming on. Great information. Right, we're going to go off to a bit of music. We'll be back after this with Matt and Dr. Rima.